circle back to, are there any other citizens that have joined the meeting sometime later to give them an opportunity to communicate? The first decision, that the real decision, we have to approve the accounts payable, but then the bids, proposals, and contracts. What we may want to do, just in case there are some interested citizens from North York Borough that's still trying to sniff around and get into this, that let's just postpone that item to farther down in the agenda, just to give someone that may be interested in that item an opportunity to join the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
That sounds like good. That's good.
I apologize, Joe. I have no idea what happened. It's the first time I've experienced this.
Chief, don't worry. I had the exact same issue come up yesterday at a meeting. So it's just not novel to you.
Okay.
And I did learn a new Zoom skill while we're here. If you hit your space bar, you can mute or unmute. So, thank you all for your tenacity in finding where we are on the internet. Welcome to the January York Area United Fire and Rescue Commission, monthly commission. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Opening ceremony has been our COVID Zoom virtual history. We are not formally doing the Pledge of Allegiance. This is the first meeting of 2021, so we do need to reorganize our slate of officers. And I'm sorry, I ask this every year, Steve, legislatively, what is the path?
Well, typically there's a motion to appoint the chairman, and then the chairman proceeds from there for motions to do the vice chair, treasurer, and secretary. Some entities say, hey, if we're all in agreement and they can just nominate a complete slate, they go ahead and do that. So, but typically it starts with the chair, and then the chair, if it's someone other than Austin Hunt, would then take over from there to complete the remaining elections. But is that the proposed slate for 2021?
No, this is just reminding people who 2020 officers were.
Got it. Yep. So at some point in time, someone needs to make a motion for a chairman, and then you need to identify if there are any other nominations for that position.
Mr. Chairman, I move to nominate Austin Hunt as chairman of the York Area United Fire and Rescue Commission for 2021.
I'll second that motion. That's Lisa Wingert.
And I guess, are there any other nominations for chairman?
Anybody, please? Anybody? Anybody? Thank you for your vote of confidence.
I guess you need to go ahead and take, although there was a motion and a second, you probably should go ahead and take the vote as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Gene, if you could call for a roll vote on the motion.
All right. I'm not sure who all is here. So Mr. Hunt, for sure.
Yes.
And Mr. Worcester.
Aye.
Ms. Wingert.
Aye.
Now, I'm not sure who else is present.
You have Mr. Dvorak, Mr. Rooney, and Mr. Inch.
All right. So, Mr. Dvorak.
Aye.
And Mr. Rooney.
Aye.
And Mr. Inch.
He's muted.
Okay, Mr. Inch.
Aye.
There we go.
I tried to hold down the space bar, but it didn't work.
Motion is carried, Chairman.
Thank you. I've spoken to Mr. Rooney. I did not reach out to Mr. Dvorak or Mr. Wooster, but the additional slate of officers is as noted. I should ask real time. George, are you interested in continuing on as treasurer?
Sure.
I think that the chief is working on a pay raise for you. and Charles, are you interested in maintaining your post as secretary?
I certainly would love to continue my role as secretary. However, I know that we are challenged here getting minutes signed. So I'd like to talk to staff afterwards about how to overcome it now that I'm working remotely full time.
Okay. I see a head nod with the people that need to take action on that. Are there any other nominations for any of these positions? I will entertain a motion to accept this slate of officers.
I'll second that motion.
How about we take that as you make that motion, then we'll ask for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make that motion for the following, as we stated, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary, as stated previously.
Wonderful.
I'll second that.
Fantastic. Jean, if you would call for the vote.
Well, Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Ms. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Dvoriak?
Aye.
Mr. Rooney?
Aye.
And Mr. Inch?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Thank you all for your vote of trust. I would like to, again, personally thank you, but I happened to look at my LinkedIn page, and I've been doing this for 13 years. So I would not take any offense to anybody that else that would like to push me out of this comfy chair. I'm eager to stay involved, but I think it's time for some fresh ideas. So anybody that's power hungry and wants to see the chief early in the morning, please start thinking about it. Executive sessions. We will have an executive session later on after the meeting this evening. And just for clarity, we will reuse the same link and ask for any members of the public to disengage. I'm going to skip over communications from the citizens until our solicitor feels that we've satisfied our public broadcasting requirements. Steve, do you have anything to add to your solicitor's report?
Nothing to add at this time.
Okay. Chief Hoff, your report.
Just a couple of items that we aren't listed later on. Since you received your report on Friday, we've been notified of an additional $700 in insurance reimbursements received from Pennsylvania Fire Recovery Services. The revenue keeps coming in from them, and we're happy to see that. One of the first sections of the chief's report under apparatus, you see that we still have not had any movement on the American of France ladder truck. What we would like to do, because it doesn't really affect us, the Fenton Fire Equipment Company that we're currently listing it with, they list it for free, simply take a commission if we sell it through them. What we would like to do, since we're not getting any movement there, is suspend the Fenton Fire for approximately 2 to 4 weeks and relist that on Municibid to see if we can get some movement. We're kind of at a loss. We've checked with local suppliers of parts for American France apparatus, and they're telling our apparatus guys at the bottom just dropped out. There's just not a market for that apparatus anymore, but we just like to try to do something to get that thing moving.
And I noticed that it was over at Victory this weekend, and it was sitting crooked. Are one of the airbags bad?
From sitting and not being in use, yeah, those airbags are going to go deflate.
Okay. So what is our running cost to maintain, to hold that? Roughly.
It would right now it's simply it's not equipped to be put back in service. So it's still insured. So we got the cost of insurance and to make it somewhat attractive for a potential buyer. This year, we also need to have the aerial certified. So there's a couple $100 cost in there. It's not the company that does the certification for us is coming out to do our other apparatus anyway. So it's kind of part of a package deal. But those are the primary costs, is the insurance and the aerial certification.
So roughly adding that up, that's $2,000. If we hold,
I'm going to say probably in the ballpark of $2,000.
And there was no running cost for the advertising you're doing?
No.
Okay. And where is it being stored?
Victory.
Inside?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a white elephant that we don't even know what to do with. Can't even give it away.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But any other items will come up later on the agenda. So that's all I have for now, unless somebody has a question.
I have a couple questions. Anybody else want to go first? Chief, you mentioned on the it's your item. Let's see, Roman numeral 17B. The workplace safety committee has been certified.
Correct.
I know for a while you had some trouble getting union firefighters to participate. Is there an attendance clause to maintain our certification?
Yes, that is part of the workplace safety committee requirement, and actually, the requirement is that it has to be heavier on labor than on administration. So we actually have a very active safety committee right now with some very good involvement from our employees.
Good. And I'll ask you this because I have your attention, but it's down on your stats. Is turnout time included in response time? Or does response time start after turnout time?
Response time is from the way I'm calculating it is from turnout time to on scene time. So that's I'm calculating that as travel time.
Okay. Yeah, because you're doing a great job getting out of the house.
Yeah.
Is it? And I don't know if this is a statistical nightmare and worth it. Your response time has gone up significantly. Mm-hmm. Is it worth using some sort of GIS dots to see if the overall distance traveled also went up, or if you can proof through GIS that the distance has been the same, then we can attribute that to, as you said, the construction and traffic.
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I understand what you're getting at. That's something that we can take a look at and see what our capabilities are with the GIS software we have.
Yeah, because we've moved substantially away from our 4-minute goal. And at some point, that's going to come up in your certification.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think if we start practicing how to dig at that, it will have some answers for certification. And not to belabor the stats, we get a lot of help from surrounding volunteer companies, Wrightsville and Hellam and Mount Wolf, which is great. Are we doing something to acknowledge that? Are we offering them participation in our training, or how are we thanking them for their responses?
Well, yes, as far as training goes, yes, we are. When we offer any of our training, particularly with some of the stuff we have coming up this year that's based from Bucks County Community College certification type stuff, they absolutely get invited to that, and that's made available to them. Historically, what's that?
At no cost to them?
The classes are at no cost to them. If there's an actual national certification involved, they would be responsible for that. But for the actual course itself, is at no cost to them. They also get invited to our twice annual burn sessions. And really just keeping the lines of communication open and making sure they know how much we appreciate them. You know, we do our best to make sure that when we use them on the fire scenes, we're not using them. We're not just holding on to them to help do grunt work, you know, picking up hose and stuff like that. But we're being respectful of their time and their commitment to coming out to help us.
That's a great answer. I hope that you are able to, I'm sure you can share that, your sentiments with the battalion chiefs, but I hope that filters the whole way down to the firefighters, because those are the guys that interact one-on-one.
Absolutely.
Any other questions for the chief?
Yeah, Chief, I have just one question. I wanted to make sure, did staff communicate to Fulton Financial Advisors the final approval as we did in the December meeting relative to the investment policy? Has that been communicated to Fulton?
You know what? I'm not so sure that it has been. That actually came up the other day in discussion. And honestly, I couldn't remember where that stood. If that was what we were taking care of at my level, or if that was going to be like the final step from the committee level. But if we need to make that notification to Annette, I can make that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, if you would be so kind to go ahead and do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Steve, if I remember from our discussion last month, the resolution is actually coming from the Yoffer board, not the pension board. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So it would be the Yoffer staff needs to say that the Yoffer board approved it.
We'll get a copy of that over to Annette tomorrow.
Exactly. She'll want something to document in her file.
Sure.
Yeah. She'll need the resolution too.
Yeah.
Right. Understood.
And this actually, same topic in a slightly different direction. The resolution says, lists all of us by name. I'm sorry. The resolution for the pension board lists all of us by name, but it only says, and two firefighters. Is there a parallel document somewhere that lists the firefighters by name?
Chief, is that appointments that come from the association, or who notifies you as to who those two firefighters would be? You know, are they elected? Are they appointed? What's the process there?
Union notified us, notifies us on who their appointments are. And the only time we get communicated otherwise is if it changes. So it's kind of, they're kind of standing representatives to the pension board. Unless, you know, for a very, very long time up till George Mount retired, it was George and Les. And then when George decided he was going to take a step back, then we were notified that Aaron Eckert was going to take his place. But we don't get notified on an annual basis. It's kind of a standing appointment unless they notify us otherwise.
Okay.
Do you have any corollaries in any of your other clients, Steve? Should there be a somebody that some governing body that has a document that says we appoint this firefighter and that firefighter? Do you care?
Someone needs to be communicating with the pension board that the two firefighters that are appointed, that are the appointments to the fire pension committee are as follows. And it probably should also state that they shall serve until further notice from, I really think that needs to be driven by the association. And that direction is coming from the association, because independent firefighters just can't say, I'm the appointee. Yeah. They represent a body of people, and they represent a body, which are the firefighters.
Do you recommend that we kind of tighten up our operating procedure and maybe suggest a draft resolution that the same as we're doing here, that the association appoints these two members?
I think, Austin, it's a good point. I'd say it's sort of a best practice that they should implement and then provide us with evidence of that once it's adopted.
And just put it in, have Lisa put it in the same file that she does with this one once a year, pull it out and hey, are these, do you confirm that these are the two people, two firefighters for next year?
Correct.
Chief and Lisa, do you think you can pull together a draft resolution, or would you like Steve and Victoria to help?
You're muted, Lisa.
Would it be basically the same as what we have for tonight, or is there some?
Yeah, you just, and Steve will weigh in, but I envision just saying who the governing body is, you know, who has the authority to make the appointment and what names were appointed. So yes, it's very similar.
I'm sure we can take a look at making a draft and sending it over to Steve for his approval, Steve or Victoria.
Yeah. And so it well, I think once you open it up, Lisa, and look at it, you can see how it needs to be changed, but we can work on it together to make sure we get that in a form that's acceptable.
Okay.
Real quick, Mr. Gwilt, is that you that signed into the meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't recognize the number at first.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. We've had some technical difficulties this evening. So for everybody's information, Mr. Gwilt is assuming the other regular appointee for Spring Garden Township. So he will be our regular appointee from Spring Garden for the next 2 years.
Wonderful. Welcome.
You're quite welcome yourself.
So we'll do accounts payable, and then we'll loop back, assuming that we've been public. In your packet this evening, you'll see a list of the accounts payable for the month. Any comments or questions? Entertain a motion. I'm sorry, someone?
I was just going to say I'll make a motion to approve the payables listing of December 31st, 2020.
Second. I'll second that.
I think that was Dvorak made the motion, and I think Wooster seconded.
I will always yield to the lady from Manchester Township.
We all do.
Yeah, right.
What am I supposed to do as a stenographer?
second by Winger.
All right.
Yeah, Gene, I'm good with that. Okay. If it's ever a tie between me and Lisa, give it to Lisa.
All right. All right.
Are y'all all topics.
Are you ready for the vote?
Yes.
All right. So, Mr. Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Wooster.
Aye.
Ms. Wingert.
Aye.
Mr. Dvorak. Mr. Rooney.
Aye.
Mr. Inch.
Aye.
And Mr. Gwilt.
Aye.
Then the motion is carried.
Thank you very much. Let the record show that earlier in the meeting we had some technical issues, but we now believe that we are now confident that the correct Zoom link is on the public website as well as Facebook, and that all interested public parties can participate or know how to participate as they chose to. So I'm now asking for any communications from citizens on items not otherwise on the agenda. Hearing none, we will now proceed to bids, proposals, and contracts to review and discuss the North York Borough service contract. Chief, you want to give a little background?
Sure. As I indicated to everybody by email, we were approached two weeks ago from Borough Council President Rick Schenck. He had been notified that originally that the volunteers for North York Borough were going to cease operations effective January 31st. That date has since been pushed back to February 11th as of last week. He had requested of both myself and Chief Dearworth from the city to submit a proposal if we were so inclined to provide service to the borough of North York. When we received that request, I communicated with Chairman Hunt, and him and I worked on refining the proposal that we had put forth to them in 2019, when at that time North York Borough Council was actually considering shutting down their volunteer fire station. Once Chairman Hunt and I had gotten the proposal to a point where we thought we could share it with the rest of the commission, we did so. And pretty much we tried to entertain and include any of the feedback that we received from commission members. I believe I did forward the final proposal that we submitted last week to North York Borough Council, which was basically first year, $85,000 with 5% increase in the second year. Obviously we gave them the other options because one of the things we want to do is as a regional department is to offer possibilities. The final possibility that really couldn't be discussed because it's not in my place to quantify it would be the topic of charter membership. At any rate, with your electronic approval, we did submit this at their borough council meeting. York City submitted their proposal as well. Interestingly enough, York City's proposal was $1,000 under our proposal from 2019. In 2019, we proposed $71,000 and they came in at $70,000. However, it's not done there. The borough council decided that they were not going to take action at that meeting. And they had already scheduled a special meeting for this Thursday to discuss some zoning matters. So they're going to make a decision this Thursday night on who they want to provide service to the citizens of North York Borough. At the end of last week, I was contacted again with one question from a council member, which was, are we willing to negotiate our proposal price? And my response to them at that time was, I still didn't get official approval for the proposal that I submitted, so I certainly can't answer the question on whether or not we're able to negotiate on that. But I advised them that I would bring it to the board this evening and see what your willingness is. I do have it on good authority that the city said no, their price is their price. I guess the first step tonight would be, I guess, an official approval of the proposal that we submitted, and then any discussion that we might want to have on whether or not we're interested in negotiating with North York Borough on the cost to provide service to them. For your information, in 2020, North York reported 60 fire calls within, or 60 responses within North York Borough. The breakdown of that is basically less than 10 calls that required multi-unit dispatches. The majority of them were medical calls or single engine responses. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about a real high call volume. We're talking about, I think, a little over 2,000 permanent residents in the borough of North York. I can answer any possible questions you have on the proposal before we discuss whether or not there's any desire to go further with it.
Steve, let me just
expand on a couple things Chief said. When he said it's not in his or our authority to negotiate a charter membership, that would be between the three charter municipalities. So that's why he and I, as Yoffer representatives, backed away from that. And this one of the first things I asked the chief about the small number of calls, North York is technically south of Route 30. So that onerous George Street Route 30 intersection is actually Springsbury Township.
Actually Manchester Township.
And Manchester. And I, Chief and I had a very long discussion debate on how to price this. Part of me says it's in our DNA to try to regionalize and help where we can, and being able to assess or to deliver services from our existing stations would add very little tangible cost to us. We wouldn't have to increase our apparatus or manning. Now, if we added manning or apparatus into Alert Fire Station and or into North York, that's where you see those $600,000, $700,000 cost increases. So that's how we got where we are from a business side of it. There's no tangible cost where we can say, how much will this cost us? So the pricing is really, how much do we want to be compensated for our idea of regionalization? So it's an intangible philosophical question. So Charles, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
So I want to just follow up on something that you had said, Austin, because it goes to my question. So given the magnitude of the calls the chief just isolated, we don't have a way to kind of direct cost what those calls would cost Yoffer. It sounds like you have maybe a very small handful of full apparatus deployment. Most of them are medical calls.
Medical crashes, automatic alarms, reported false, that type of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very little disposable costs, very little incident costs. As you've seen from our budget, most of our costs are capital costs and labor. And the chief has assured me that we can provide the stated coverage, 24/7 coverage from existing stations with no additional apparatus or staffing needed.
So then to the to your point, Austin, the cost of regionalization, could we be assured that at a $69,000 price that we're still getting
it's
an ample revenue coverage for that call volume basing out of our existing bases, our stations?
Let me put it the other way. If you really push for the opportunity cost, let's say each of those 60 calls takes 2 hours of manpower, two firefighters for an hour. So that's 120 man hours a year, which would probably take away from potentially training I really struggled with trying to put a cost to this. I don't want to say that there's a lot of downtime in firefighting, but there's a very small percentage of our time that's actually on active calls. We do a lot of training and we're busy all the time, but we're not overloaded to the point that those extra 60 calls would need more manpower. So I so want to bring this to a quantifiable question, and it can't be done.
Yeah. Okay. Let me then ask this question: if we can't quantify, and you said it, that we're really becomes a Yoffer cost matter is when we start to invest in the capital equipment in their station and their apparatus. I guess at this, if I'm understanding the 85,000 versus the 70,000 offered by the city versus the 69, that's us basing it. And it's a 2-year deal, which I imagine we'd have to revisit. Is that how I understand it?
We proposed a 2-year deal initially. Right. Again, I guess if we're going to talk negotiation, we could lengthen that, we can make the offer to lengthen that. On one hand, I think that would be beneficial to us instead of to get maybe a longer term and not have to do this every 2 years.
So do we know the term of the city offer, and did they have a price escalator after year one?
No, they were 2%. The second year, but it was the same thing. I think they were proposing just 2 years as well.
I think it would be awkward if we came back and undercut the city by 1,000. Really elegantly, dastardly thing to do would be match the city offer dead nuts and then make North York Borough pick who they want better.
That was actually my thought, was to say that we would match the city offer, but perhaps give them an offer of an extended term. Say, we'll match the city offer, but we want to do it. We don't want to renegotiate in 2 years. But if we're going to do it, we're going to do it for 4 years or 5 years or whatever the case might be. And if it was a 2% multiplier in the second year, then that's our multiplier then.
Chief, do you have any rough sense of the response time from the city?
No, I don't. I'm gonna guess, and it's all it is a simple guess that their response time is shorter than ours.
Yeah, because they're so compact.
Right.
Although they have one-way streets to deal with there. I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah, but coming out of their King and Duke Street station, it's basically a right turn down Duke Street, and you're almost at the city limits. It's a pretty straight shot out of there for that engine crew.
So what's the will of the board? How much do we want to – go ahead, Lisa.
You know, I've been thinking about this. I think we should come in at $70,000 and use the same escalator of 2% for the next 4 years and after that. Why can't we make it a five-year deal? That saves them time and energy and us time and energy at talking about this again and again.
Yeah. I mean, the banker in me says the only issue with that is we got a 2% escalator that we're locked into. We might see increasing costs if inflation gets out of control over that next 5 years.
Well, then make it 2% for 2 years, then 2.5 in the last year, 3%. Do you think they would go for that, Chief?
I think we'd make their decision very difficult.
Yeah.
Like I said, I would think they would be of the same mindset that I am, that who wants to do this every 2 years? If they can control their costs and lock somebody in for 5 years, why wouldn't they want to do that?
Right.
And get exceptional service to boot.
Yeah, that's the key. We are going to deliver exceptional service.
Chief, is this going to turn into a bidding war? So if we go back to them with our sharpened pencil, which I guess we said before we weren't going to do, isn't the city just going to sharpen their pencil more and throw lower numbers at them and they'll come back to us again?
I don't think so. They are committed to making the decision on Thursday night. So I don't think they'll really have that opportunity. It's funny because in 2019, when the city bid on this or gave a proposal, and like I said, we were at 71,000 and they were at 118,000 to provide the service. 2 years later, they're dropping it by, $47,000 or whatever.
Lisa, you say, wow, these are just numbers. I mean, we just have to pick numbers out of thin air. There's really no way to logically come up with what the bid should be. So I guess the first overarching question that I'd like to hear from the board, how strongly do we feel about growing the region and expanding our coverage, expanding our good product? And bear in mind that our overall budgets have crept up about 2% over the last couple of years. And I also remind you that 85% of our budget is labor and benefits, which I believe the current contract is projected to go up 3%-ish. I'm looking for you, Chief.
Yeah, roughly, depending on the results of the arbitration.
So I know I'm talking both sides of the fence here, because I don't see a clear path forward for what's the right answer.
Well, we got to come up with something.
Yeah, I'll just say that was kind of the concern I raised the other day, which we're not going to be able to resolve this evening in terms of exactly what you're talking about. Is there an interest longer term in growing the footprint for Yalfour I think that's a much bigger conversation that we need to have. And the one concern I have about that, which certainly came to light in the past few months, is exactly what you said, Austin. You know, most of our budget is personnel costs, and it's the one item we don't have control over from the standpoint that arbitrators will tell us what our costs are going to be. And I don't like being in that position trying to make long-term decisions without having a better understanding and factoring that into how we approach the longer term for Yalfour's footprint.
Dan, any thoughts from?
Just one question. If we did go, you know, whatever, if they accept our offer, whatever amount, what would happen to their equipment, building, et cetera, with doing our $70,000 or $80,000 five-year deal, two-year deal? What would happen to equipment? Would that be sold off? Or we don't want to maintain a building.
No, this would be us providing service from our existing locations. We would not have a presence in North York Borough, not a physical station presence. What's been conveyed to me is that the intention really would be liquidating the assets, which are currently owned by the borough, the apparatus, and eventually, I think they have some administrative hurdles to overcome, but eventually liquidating the building as well.
So is there, even if say in the next year or two, we decided we wanted to expand regionally with them, is there any value to their building, or there's not really any significant value because of its age and size and location strategically? I mean, it's not.
I won't say there's no value, but I don't think they're even remotely interested at this stage of keeping a presence in there. The building that they're in now, the borough just bought, Steve, maybe you know, like within the last year or two. And part of it is rented out, I guess, for commercial use. And the other half of it is a municipal use, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's a monkey they'd like to get off their back, if they can.
Yeah, and you're right. They bought it in 2020.
Okay.
Keep in mind, everybody, that if we add a new station, a new location, that's a minimum of six hires, two people, three shifts. So that's an incremental jump. Six heads. Head count has to go up by six for every station, minimum.
And what's their station complement, Chief, at North York Borough presently?
Apparatus-wise, you mean?
No, personnel-wise. I know it's volunteer, but...
Personnel, I really don't even know what their current number of volunteers is. I didn't hear that number relayed at any point in time. In any of the conversations, simply saying that there's not enough of them to keep doing what they're doing. They can't consistently get out the door on calls, and they realize that their time has come. And we, in the conversation during Borough Council meeting, we urged any of their qualified volunteers that they currently have to consider joining with us. We have, you know, I was pretty specific about how we have kind of stations that specialize with, you know, Grantley being a largely EMS station, the Springinsbury crew being largely fire police. We have a good mix of fire police and firefighters. Not a big number, but still a mixture. At Alert Fire Company, so we can kind of tailor their volunteerism to what their interest is, and we did convey that very effectively in the meeting. But how many of them would actually consider coming over? At least I don't know. I would hope over time that some of them would, but some of them may just be may just be done with it as well.
And we wouldn't need to bring any, we wouldn't need to hire additional. We can still service with their existing workforce. Is that correct?
I'm confident of that with the call volume that we're discussing, yes. One thing that I did want to make mention of, and Mr. Wooster, you and I actually discussed this by email, was the preference of, I guess my understanding was the preference of a contract relationship versus a charter relationship. And I did convey to them that our commission is always, would always be interested in having that conversation to see what that looked like, not committing us to anything, but just if they were interested in pursuing it or at least investigating the possibility that I felt confident that our commission would be interested in having those talks.
So to help coax us towards a decision, as I see it, we have three choices. Leave our proposal as it is, which is a price substantially higher than New York City for our services, which probably will not pass the board. Second option, we can match the city's financial offer and make it difficult for the borough to decide who they want to go with, or we can somehow think that we understand the city offer and sweeten it. And as I said, we really don't understand our costs to know if this is a win or a loss financially for us. But my gut tells me, without doing a lot of math, it's a better deal. The service response times are a little longer, but cost-wise, it's a better deal than the charter municipalities are getting. Because we're each of the municipalities are paying $1.5 million, $2.5 million, $3 million for coverage that North York Borough is potentially getting for $70,000. So as the chief said, the board needs to make a decision on how he needs to proceed. And the default position, if we can't decide, the default position is most likely we will not get the contract at our current bid of $87,000.
Yeah, I'll just add one more thing, that if we had the time and we were willing to commit the financial resources, there are financial people out there who could put together a number for us in terms of what it would be expected to cost us. But like I said, since we don't have the time, luxury of time, that's not going to happen for this. So from my perspective, I'm reluctant to commit to a multi-year agreement without fully understanding the financial impact of that. I would be, again, I'm just one of several board members here, but I'd be inclined just to leave our bid stand as it is.
All right. I would like to make a motion that we renegotiate our starting price at $70,000 and then extend that for two more years. So it's a total of 3 years with an escalator of 2% for each of the following 2 years.
Just to clarify that, it's the first 2 years, it's 2% increase the second year, and then how many additional years?
It's a total of 3 years. The first year, it's 70%, and then the second and the third year, it's 2%. That doesn't – Okay. So it's a total of 3 years. 5 years, I think, is a bit long, not knowing some of the consequences and the costs, but 3 years, I think they'd probably go for that.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion and seconded. Any comments?
I guess I have this comment as part of the discussion. You know, and I was thinking about this. On the one hand, you know, if we make this a match to the city, we are effectively saying that there is no premium value for Yoffer services. I'm not necessarily saying that we need to go back in at our normal 87, although that's a possibility that I'm thinking about. But maybe we still, you know, I think it's still well within our rights to go back at maybe a revised deal, but not match the city. Clearly, the borough will make their decision based on cost, but, you know, there ought to be a premium for our services. And if we bid this too low, we are not getting that capital recovery for the essentially the depreciation of our assets as we pick up those 60 calls, those assets which are funded by all the three other member municipalities. So the more I think about it, it is a challenging price, and I don't know that I can support the motion as presented.
Okay.
Question is, it sounds like there's interest that we want to kind of bring them into the fold, at least for a short term, but I guess we see value. What's the value, Chief? Can you share other values to Yoffer for bringing them in for this 2 or 3 year period potentially? I mean, what are their values that we're not seeing? Value added.
The value I see, I don't know how you put a price tag on it. The value I see is that we were created to be a regional department. Our commitment to that regionalization, spreading our influence, if you will, that to me, that's the value in something like this. Like I said, the call volume, it's really tough because When you look at what their budget was when they first approached us in 2019, their budget was actually $17,000 more than it was budgeted for 2021. They actually reduced their fire department budget for 2021, and that was before they knew of anything taking place with the volunteers. So obviously, this borough is looking for a bargain. And I've struggled with this. I'm hearing everybody's thoughts, and I've struggled this whole time with it as well. But if we're going to be a department that others are going to look to join, and to be a part of, that's the value for me is the regionalized effort for fire services.
Mr. Gwilt or Mr. Inch, you want to weigh in before we take a vote?
Well, this is Mr. Gwilt. I like the idea of the 3 year because you're going to have to start someplace. So why not start with a small offer first? If it works out, then you can go to a longer term if they're willing to do that. But you're going to have to try it first. And I think her offer of the 3 year with the 2% raise the second and third year, I think that would be the best way to go.
Okay.
Mr. Inch?
I don't have too much to weigh in on it. I mean, everyone's kind of given their viewpoint. I kind of rely on the chief to draw the directive, and I agree with him. I would lean more towards an aggressive approach to negotiate or to get the bid for the long-term approach of having more regional and just the effort going into making us look like we're trying to go that direction, I think sets us up for additional municipalities kind of joining in the future.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, the way I look at it is that, you know, these municipalities aren't going anywhere. And certainly this is like, basically it's a service contract. And if we wish to expand Yoffer and have that sort of dialogue, I think there's still a political process to do that, whether or not we are offering service contracts to the boroughs. Certainly this is an opportunity, and certainly I think we can continue dialogue. But it doesn't mean that we have to price our service contract too low just to continue. We're basically paying to talk to people that they're not going anywhere. We should be able to talk to them as elected officials anyway with regard to this. And I also like what George did have to say. The question of adding to the charter or the extending a service contract to me are two separate and distinct decisions. And in order for us to pursue charter expansion, I think we need to put more energy and research and costing and financial analysis into it, because you don't want to have somebody join the charter that could create a more substantial financial drain. I'm not saying that's the case here, but we don't know. And there is, of course, as we've talked about, the uncontrollable expenses that we have in terms of payroll. So going then back to this question of a service contract, I think this is really a decision whether we want to extend a service contract and at what pricing. And thus, you know, we can have the expansion of the offer as a discussion at any time. Again, I go back to this thing. I don't know that we're getting compensated at such low levels. If we went in at that higher number of 87, we went in there for a reason. Even though we can't cost, and to go back down to bid to match the city, I'm not sure that I can support.
Okay. Legislatively, let me just put a bow on this. There's a motion on the table to offer $70,000 3-year contract, 2% increase the second and third year. We are required, the chief is asking for board action tonight. So if in fact this, we have to take a vote on this. If for some reason it doesn't pass, we'll discuss the options then. But remember that the default inaction is to leave our current quote intact. So with that framing it, Lisa, did I properly state your motion that you suggest repricing it at $70,000 plus 2% increase for the second and third year?
Correct.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Jean, if you could call for the vote on that motion.
All right. So Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Nay.
Ms. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Dvorak?
No.
Mr. Rooney?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Aye.
And Mr. Gwilt?
Aye.
All right, so the motion is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, that was Commissioner Gwilt, I think, that answered. Did you get Mr. Inch?
I got it. It's 5-2.
Yes. Okay. I didn't hear. Sorry.
Great discussion. Charles and George, you made some great points, some very valid points. And I will admit that you almost convinced me. Let's see how it works out. I'm not abdicating my responsibility, but I still feel very strong that the regional force helps us. So why I voted yes.
Yeah, and I agree, but I think we should take this as a moment then to think strategically and lay the groundwork for that proper financial analysis for us to make a real informed decision as to how to expand charters.
And the greatest way to experiment is by doing it. So we've got a 3-year experiment where at the end we can say, get us the stink out of this. Thank you. That was a wonderful discussion. I salute you all for your contribution. So Chief, that's everything you need on that?
Correct.
Lester, you've been waiting longly and very patiently. Anything to report from the volunteers?
Actually, Lester's my career guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong.
Paul's who normally Paul. Is here. Paul couldn't make it this evening. I believe he's coaching a swim meet.
Yeah, I didn't know he was a swimmer.
I didn't either. I hope he is if he's coaching.
Lester, I apologize.
But we are going to try to have a virtual combined volunteer meeting tomorrow night to try to get back on page there because it's been so long. So we'll see how that goes. But that's pretty much it for anything related to the volunteers.
And regardless of what the North York Borough Council decides, is it appropriate for us to for our volunteer companies to reach out to North York, to Liberty, and just say, hey, guys, if you want a fire to fight, we got some.
Yeah, actually, the volunteers from Alert have already communicated with the group from North York.
Fantastic.
So that's already underway.
Item 9, pension fund board appointments. In your packet this evening is a draft. A draft resolution. Basically, it links the current members of the offer board to the pension board. As I said, there's a draft in there. Any comments or questions on this? I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution as submitted.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution as submitted.
I'll second.
And who was the second, please?
Johnny Inch.
Great. Thank you. Gene, all those in favor? Call for the roll call vote.
Okay. So, Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Ms. Swingert?
Aye.
Mr. Dvorak?
Aye.
Mr. Rooney?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Aye.
And Mr. Gwilt?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Thank you. And as we mentioned earlier, staff and our solicitor will draft a parallel sister agreement to link the association's appointees to the board. Also in your packet this evening were the draft version of our minutes from our December meeting.
That looked good.
Any comments, questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes as written. It's
Thank you.
Lisa Wingert.
Second. Charles Worcester.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Ms. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Dvorak?
Aye.
Mr. Rooney?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Aye.
And Mr. Gwilt?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. No old business, new business. Chief, I don't recognize the items. So first item, so if you could lead the discussion there.
Actually, I'm going to let Lisa talk about that first one.
Okay, great.
You're muted, Lisa.
Sorry. Since we have Mr. Gwilt on the board now, we will have to get him to sign the paperwork to be a signer for York Traditions. And I just wanted to confirm that the business bill payment process is staying the same with Mr. Dvorak doing the approvals or Mr. Rooney filling in as needed, if that was still going to stay the same, or are we going to change that at all?
Yeah, I'm fine with continuing to do that.
And I will get the paperwork from York Traditions, and all it requires is a signature from Mr. Gwilt. So we will work on making that happen.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. The pension board meeting schedule. I know what that means, but I didn't see anything in our packet laying those out.
We had already agreed upon the four dates throughout the year. This is just to determine, are we having all four meetings or is it going to be every other meeting?
Charles, and George, I will bow to your wisdom. Is there, now that they have a new investment policy, are you comfortable with four times a year? You want to go to twice a year? Thoughts?
I think as long as we piggyback these on the regular meeting, I think I'd be fine with keeping it at four times a year.
I concur.
Is that the answer you're looking for, Lisa?
That's fine. I just wanted to yep. get a clarification on that as to if we're doing all four or if it was going to be just the two.
Nope. Perfectly well-phrased question, and you got your answer.
Thank you very much.
Now, item C, Chief and I discussed this. We have a lot of employee recognitions. We've never actually, if you remember, we never actually formally acknowledged Jay Van Pelt's retirement from last March.
Or George Mount.
Or George Mount, thank you. I remember Jay because that was the first meeting that we missed because of COVID.
Right.
And my two cents was, I feel really bad because so much of those public recognition public meetings are for the family and the rest of the firefighters to be in one room together, which is not practical. The chief has done some very clever work and he may have some options for some more virtual group interaction. Chief, you want to take it from there?
Yeah, with the expectation that for the foreseeable future, we're still going to be virtual in our meetings. My thought was, in order to stay up with the recognitions, and I actually think it's pretty important, given the whole past year and the change that everybody's gone through, I think it's pretty important to maybe recognize some of our employees to let them know that they are appreciated and the things that they've done for us and for the community over the course of the last year are not going unnoticed. My thought was for the February meeting, because the February meeting is typically our recognition month anyway, instead of me sitting in my office here having the meeting, I could run the meeting from our meeting room. We could recognize the people that need recognized on Zoom, but also live stream it to our social media page. My thought by doing that is all the employees that are interested and even a greater community than what we can normally fit into our meeting room would be able to see the recognition. I wanted to get some feedback from the commission members if that sounded like something that they would be interested in. But I think the one thing that Mr. Hunt and I can agree on is we don't want a recognition to be taken lightly. We don't want to shortchange our employees or our retirees either. But I also believe that there's a benefit to not having somebody sit and wait for over a year to have their service recognized. So, again, I think we can be pretty successful doing a live stream on our Facebook page that people can dial into. That way it's also recorded. So it won't just be the live stream, but it'll be, you know, embedded onto our social media page for people that even can't make it that evening to watch it. They can watch it at another time. which is something that they wouldn't do if it was just a live presentation anyway. So I'd like to move forward with it if it suits the commission.
I see no negatives, and I think it's a great idea. If you and Lisa and Lori can kind of practice the technical side of it, so that the
to make sure we don't have a repeat of tonight.
Well, I'm not busting on you, but that is a recent memory.
Exactly.
That if you've got somebody's aunt from Florida trying to dial in, and you as the MC are distracted with trying to get her logged in, and we lose control of the whole event.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have, I don't know if anyone else here has personal experience, but I have no personal experience with hosting such an event. So I can't even begin to give you a checklist of glitches that might pop up.
Well, we have this battalion chief named Matt Arnold, who's pretty good with IT. So I'm sure he can play an instrumental role in helping us get this off without a hitch.
Fantastic. Any other comments from the board? Okay.
Mr. Hunt, one thing we do need to take care of.
Oh, yes.
Just as a reminder is before we go to executive session, we do need to have a very brief annual EMA meeting.
Sorry about that. Yes, I knew that.
Okay.
And actually, I wanted everybody to make sure they looked at the beautiful thank you or the beautiful letter from a donor. I know sometimes we get a little rushed in looking at our packets, but it's, I forget, donation letter from Tobias. It's absolutely adorable. Please make an effort to look at that. Just a great little kid. And it made me smile.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to respond to that letter, and he was issued a standing invitation to come see us as soon as we have the opportunity to do that.
Fantastic. So please, everybody, do not log off. Public included, no need to log off. We are going to adjourn the York Area Fire Rescue Commission meeting, and we are going to convene the same group in the go ahead and click on it. And on the Regional Emergency Management Agency Cooperative. And we are required to do this once a year. Is that correct?
At least, yes.
Okay. So call to order. Thank you all for coming. I'm sure you all remember what you said in February of last year. So if the draft minutes are in your packet, any comments or questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from February 18th, 2020.
Second.
Gene, that was Dvorak and Worcester.
Got it. Okay. So on the approval of the minutes, Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Worcester?
Aye.
Ms. Wingert?
Aye.
Mr. Dvorak?
Aye.
Mr. Rooney?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Aye.
And Mr. Gwilt?
Well, I wasn't involved back then. Is it all right if I vote on this?
No.
I mean,
You do have the ability, if in fact it's been represented to you that they are true and correct, and you believe that you are actually approving minutes that are true and correct.
Then, yes, I would say aye then.
Okay. Then the motion is carried.
Gene, no disrespect, but I will admit I didn't look at them. Do the minutes say anything other than approving the minutes?
You mean
the minutes from last year. Did we do anything other than approve the minutes?
No.
Okay. any public comment on items? Actually, you can talk about anything you want. I think that's, we have any other business to conclude, to conduct for EMA?
Yeah.
Hearing none, I will adjourn. I'm now adjourning the EMA regional meeting. And I would kindly ask all board commissioners to stay on this link, but we're going to have to ask the public to disconnect because we are going to go into executive session to discuss labor negotiations.
All right. I'm going to sign off now. This is Jean.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Jean.
Bye, everybody. Thank you, Jean.
Okay. And I'm bringing bringing Pat and VJ in. Sorry, guys. You've been waiting for quite a while.
Pat's already on his third Manhattan.
Austin, how are you?
Very good.
Okay. Hold on one second.